Non-theory or anti-theory. Introduction. Science is fraught with theories. Religion provides theologies, and opinions are everywhere. How far can you take a scientific approach towards understanding of anything with only non-theory? The idea that non-theory or anti-theory is just another theoretical approach is discussed in the introduction to Oxymorons. And for this discussion, we will accept that even something called non-theoretical is still theoretical. Everything is an assumption of some kind. As far as the institution is concerned, the type of thinking involved here should have no corporate, political, or religious affiliation. By the same token, all unproved scientific theories should also be avoided. This does not mean that they may not be discussed or included as examples or even touted by opponents to the very idea of non-theory. A true place of learning can accommodate all opinions, and to do that, we do strive. Perhaps the most basic theoretical question is of our origin. It might seem to the novice that everything is theoretical, and however we came to be would involve such primal and basic forces that the human mind would not be able to grasp it. A statement like that would seem to be quite theoretical, and yet, how much theory is involved to say that we do not understand everything and probably never will? That is the basis for any theory. It's not theoretical, and we exist because we can easily recognize that. Also, our ability to understand everything is limited because our creation depends on a balance between our existence and our non-existence. And during such a transition, if there ever was one, probably no human mind could function. But then, that in itself is theoretical. It should be noted here that this has all been rewritten in non-theory introduction, but this is the older version. Some pretty basic non-theories would be we exist or we will never know everything. Some of the basic theories would be we were created by evolution of matter, or we were created by divine design, or we were created by a combination of those two, however that could be possible. As you can see by the two lists above, there are definite differences between approaches. The first only states what is painfully obvious, and the second makes vain attempts to explain the first. Abandonment of this type of conjecture can lead to some very surprising results, especially as it pertains to practical non-theory, but that is another subject entirely. More developed non-theory would be all theory, ideas, and considerations are strictly a mental thing and involve only humans. No theory has ever been proved beyond that of technical results. Now that's a shocker. Why do all theories and theologies seem destined to be forever unproved? All theories are based on the principle that matter exists. Perhaps that should read mainstream in theories, and matter exists when and if humans do not, and refer only to science and not theology. All theory and anti-theory does not assume that matter exists beyond human appreciation of it. Now here's some more developed theory. Supersymmetry, string theory, M-theory will lead to an explanation of gravity and the unification of all scientific theories. Matter and energy are two distinct entities and will someday be separated. Our sun is some form of nuclear reaction. It isn't up to non-theory to say that the last list is false in its assumptions. Scientific theories like those have led to a wide variety of breakthroughs, and as the inquisitive animals that we are, we will continue to prod all possible avenues towards whatever goal intended. However, While we are so studious in the pursuit of the almighty quark, we have neglected the simplest of matters here on Earth. Those might include things like feeding our populace, controlling its proliferation, and recently the global warming problem. Try to put aside this tenuous balance and realize that specific religious theories are doing no service to the solving of our problems, short of certain philanthropic efforts to feed the poor, etc. These are quite helpful to humanity in general, but fall far short when one denomination tries to supersede another and is the cause of much strife throughout history. Seeking the truth in matters concerning environment needs to be separated not only from church and state, but also from commercial influence. These are the obvious valuable points of non-theory and also the most practical approach to divining our course in this millennium.